Blog Talk Radio.
You want real? I got real. Welcome to my house, Brick House. You heard? Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Oh, God. Today is Monday, March 19th. 2012. Welcome to Brick's House. Yes, 2 minutes late. And I just want to say for the record before I get into it that I hate Skype. I hate I hate Skype. Okay. So I thank the crush for being on point. I don't know, one of these days I'm just going to launch this computer right through, I don't know, I'm just going to chuck it, for real. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, welcome to Brick's House. I am the one and only Brick, and I am joined by the First Lady of Phone Fantasy Radio, Miss LaCrush Hearts. Good
Hi.
Evening, LaCrush. How are you this evening?
I'm good.
Feeling kind of in a way.
Yeah, I'm in a way.
A little bit. Yeah, you know, I'm in that same way, too. You know, I was kind of in a way all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was kind of in this, like, I don't know. See, that's why, you know, you don't need to have your iPod with a whole bunch of love songs on it. Because it puts you in this way, you know? And you be like, dang, I didn't want to go there. So, you know, you start looking through your iPod. I'm sitting there looking like, Dad, can I have one hard song? One hard song. Everything is love, love, love. I'm like, you know what? Where's Wu-Tang
right.
or something hard when you need it?
Right.
Some hard stuff. You know, even Lil Wayne is thinking about love now. I'm like, damn, give me something hard. Oh, man, I start listening to heavy metal. I need something. You know, put me in a, you know, that sort of way.
Right.
Yeah, you know, because, I mean, seriously, I don't know. Anyway, listening to Brick's House, and today's topic we have for today, along with some good old-school R&B, we are talking about open marriages. And I see that we have Mr. on the phone all the way from New Iberia. Louisiana. Everybody give it up as I bring on Mr. Black Reporter.
Ooh.
Mr. Black Reporter.
The crowd goes wild.
Yeah, the crowd goes wild. Why can't I see Mr. Black Reporter? What's going on here? Okay, my whole thing is just like messed up. My computer is taking over.
You.
It's rebelling. You got me, girl. You got me, girl. Because see, this thing is just like on something. All right. It's the one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mr. Black Reporter.
Yeah. I'm right here.
Good evening. I'm saying good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good evening. I'm good. How are you, baby? Thank you. I was wondering when that was coming.
Oh,
yes.
Whatever.
Well, you know what? My PC is like on some ish right now. So I think we're gonna have to restart mine. But Crush got us until you know, until then. But mine is just like rebelling. It's going crazy. But
yeah.
How you doing today, Mr. Black Reporter?
I'm good. I was waiting for you to say something like Parliament and Funkadelic, and there you're talking about some real hard stuff.
Okay, so yo, you know what? They still talked about love, too. But they probably actually getting into a woman's thing. Parliament and Funkadelic? Parliament and Funkadelic, yeah, they were. I mean, when I said something hard, I mean something like, you know, real raw and just mean. You know,
she said, "Well, you need onyx. You need
there
onyx.
You go. That's it. You hit the nail on the head. Onyx. God, we gotta have some
you
onyx.
Need some slam in your life. No,
well,
no,
you
your
gotta
guns
have
in
onyx
the air. You need some throw your guns in the air.
Yes, throw your guns in the air. Pop.
Right.
I don't care. That's what I need."
Well, I mean, you, the way you said "tall and funky girl" reminds me of love music. Ain't nothing love music. And if you ain't gonna get it on, take your dead ass home.
Okay, well, that's like party music. It's okay. I'm talking about. It's time to get live like a choir. I set a whole choir on fire. That's what I'm talking about. You hear that?
Let the fire
boy. That's what I was talking about. When you hear that, Alex?
She needed something. She needed sex in her life.
Shout out to Sticky Fingers and the rest of Onyx, wherever y'all are. Y'all need to put out another album. Because everything, hip hop got soft and fluffy. Hip hop got fluffy. And soft and bunny rabbit sweet. You know, you got pink cotton hair with Mickey Minaj and these guys wearing these old tight skinny jeans. Onyx ain't had none of that. They just knock you down. They see you, they just knock you down. Bunch of bald headed black boys just knocking things down. That's what I mean.
All right, folks. Let's calm her down.
Calm me down, because that's what I said. But you know what? Soon as it gets off, I'm going on iTunes. I'm downloading the Onyx album. You are absolutely right. That's what I need to hear. Shout out once again to Onyx. Yeah. So today, Black Reporter, we're talking about open marriages. And briefly, since it's just us, you know, right in the room right now, guys, you want to call in 805-830-8320. If you want to chime in on us, I know you're not to chime in on yet, but, you know, we're going to get it on and pop it in here because, you know, I got a lot of views about this subject here.
We heard Monique talk about it and the situation with her man and everything, but when Monique talks about it and everything, we swear that we hadn't heard about it before, or have we just not heard of black folks doing it before? Because Mormon religion has been doing it for a couple of hundred years. Well, 100 years or so, okay, out there in Utah. So it's not like it hadn't been done before.
Well, in Utah, they're doing something a little bit more with the open marriage, which we're going to get into that big love type of polygamy. They're doing a little bit more with the open marriages. I'm talking about where, well, that's, you know, a man taking more than one wife. I'm talking about where if you have a husband and you have a wife, and they have a standing arrangement that they spend X amount of time, you know, doing their own thing, and they also spend X amount of time with each other. You know, there are certain rules that are set up. And you know what, quite frankly, everything I've researched and heard, I think I can really be into an open marriage. I really think I could. What do you think, Crush? What about you?
I'm down with it. I am definitely down with it. However,
you actually ask the person who's really into swinging whether she's down with it or not.
Well, see, she may not be down with marriage at all.
That's what I was hearing say before I was really interrupted, as always, with nothing important to say. Anyway, this is not a time nor the place for that one right there. However,
okay.
I was going to say I am down with, you know, I respect the open marriage. I'm a single young lady. I'm not, you know, marriage is far from my mind. However, I am interested in a long-term relationship. If it leads to something more of a marriage standpoint, and that's, you know, we'll get to that crossroad. But being in an open relationship with somebody, a long-term relationship with somebody, you know, in a way, that is considered marriage once you hit the certain threshold. You know, you're 7 years in, it's like a common law marriage. So, you know, you done everything that a marriage person done shared with this guy or this gal, you know, somebody in a long-term relationship also has experienced. And, you know, mostly the main thing is, you know, some of the legal stuff and, you know, things of that nature. But, you know, I'm down. I'm open. I'm open to the openness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because I'm a swinger, because I'm a swinger, that's a whole other show. But let me clear this up.
Mm-hmm.
I do host swing parties, and I do go to swing parties, but I don't play at every swing party.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the difference. You know,
I think what you said was very valid. I think that there's a misconception. And you did it right there, Black Reporter, when you assumed that she would be into, you know, an open marriage just because of her swinger lifestyle. But see, that's they're two totally different things when you think about it. Okay,
yeah,
swinger lifestyle, that's of a sexual nature. Okay, you know, we're talking about two people who are married in the eyes of the law. And they share everything, bills, and they still are with each other, but they don't they don't necessarily go together and do these things. They have their own standing type of situation, whereas you know, it's kept kind of, I don't know. Some people are open about it, whereas they'll invite their lover over for dinner, but the type that I'm talking about, and the majority of them is just that don't ask, don't tell. You know,
exactly.
I won't ask who she is, where she is, or what you do with her. Don't ask where he is, what I do with him. And it's like that topic is not even discussed.
I think that's another stereotype that we may see. I don't think that's the case at all. Because my thing is, for open marriage to work and be successful, you have to have communication here. You know what I'm saying? I have to know how
you
feel, and you have to know how I feel. You know, and sometimes, you know, even with open marriage, a lot of things we get is that they don't play with each other or they don't turn each other on.
Oh, no.
Which is not
true
at all. They still play. Right, they still have sex with each other. Each other still turns them on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's something's missing. They are couples out there that do, still love
each other.
Still everything
each other.
Is co-aesthetic. It's just that they open up their bedroom doors to something new and exciting. So we want to definitely keep that in mind, you know, to all our listeners as well.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the 215 holding in. Also, 215 holding right now. Yep. And we also have guest 6860 in the chatty. You know, sign up for a free account, blogtalkradio.com/register, and you can join us in the chat if you want, you know, or call us up. 805-830-8320.
Talking about open marriages. And first, I want to talk about, let me give you my idea of the perfect open marriage that I would love to have. And I think that it would also, it would keep it spicy, yet it would keep it whereas we're interested. You're not bound and confined. I would have the situation where, or maybe I was explaining my ideal situation. My ideal situation is that I would say, okay, husband, let's see. On Mondays and let's just say Wednesdays is, you know, maybe be play days for us. You can see her on Mondays and Wednesdays. I can see whoever I want on Mondays and Wednesdays. Okay, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday is us time. And when I say that that's us time, I mean the fact that, you know, we're together, we're having dinner, we're together, we're spending time with each other, you know, whatever, whatever. And I would also say that I don't want to know who she is. There'll be certain rules. Like, there'll be rules like, okay, respect our home. You don't bring them into our home. They don't come here.
Right.
Neither
right.
one. They don't come here. They don't trespass. This is our sanctuary here. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't bring them here. You definitely don't want them here. You don't bring them in our bed. That's for damn sure. But you don't bring them here.
No.
Second of all, I don't want to know who it is. And you don't need to know who mine is. You know? I trust you to take the necessary precautions, safety-wise, as I will do the same. And another final rule, I don't want her interfering. It doesn't interfere on our time. Like, let's just say there shouldn't be a cell phone ringing with her on a Tuesday or on a Thursday. That's our time. You know, you can have a separate cell phone. You can have the cell phone that everyone has, mom, dad, you know, cousin, uncle. Everybody has that number. And you can also have that separate BlackBerry that maybe that's the only one that they can reach you on or that's how you communicate with them. Fine. But that should not interfere
on
the days that are us. No contact. You know, don't sit there with the BlackBerry on a Tuesday. No. What are you talking about? No. You know, and there would have to be certain we would have to abide by these rules and still enjoy ourselves and still enjoy each other. Now, that doesn't mean that every Monday and Wednesday you have to play. You don't have to play if you don't want to. That's first of all. You don't have to if you don't want to. Okay?
Right.
You don't feel obligated that every Monday, oh, she's going out, I'm going to have to go out. You know, some days you may decide, oh, I'm not going out tonight. And I'll have my clothes on and be like, all right, well, I'll see you later. And I'll go out, you know, or vice versa. And as long as that type of understanding can be reached, that's my idea of, like, the perfect open marriage, that I would love to have something like that. But this is not a perfect world.
I have a question to ask.
Mm-hmm.
You obviously think that with the jealousy that's in today's world that it actually can happen?
I think that with the right person, with the right match, it can happen. It can. You know, and
right.
I think that you're talking about with regarding the other person. See, that's the only variable, the other person.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only variable. And it is that, you know, I think that, you know what, I think that I would probably have a better situation. And it's sad to say, but I think that in a situation like that, I would probably get off easier than probably he would. Because women are clingy and, you know, we want to, oh, I want to be with you all the time. And whereas a man can be just as clingy, but a man can, you know, a man is a man. Okay, he'll be like, look, you know, I get, you know, I have sugar on Mondays and Wednesdays and I do my thing all the other days of the week. You know, a man just looked at that as an extra piece of ass. You know, most probably. I'm not saying all men, but the majority of them were probably like, but women, he would probably have a hard time probably shaking this woman, because you know how we get ladies. We get inquisitive. We start turning into, you know, Inspector Gadget, looking for Blue's Clues, trying to find out where he live, what's going on, what's his real number, what's his job, blah, blah,
and,
blah, blah.
And not only that, you going to take her where? You know, somehow something comes out that a place that you go to you've gone to on a regular basis becomes your place. How dare he take her to our place?
Well, exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying when I said that they would totally be mutually exclusive. I don't want you bringing her to our country club, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? You would not go in our circles with this person. That would just be, you know, unless you just have it out there like that we are an open marriage couple and we don't care who knows. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody don't have to know your business. If this is how you choose to live, everybody doesn't have to know that. You know, not your parents, not your uncles, not your sisters, your brothers. Nobody has to know this unless you tell them this is how we get down. Then you leave yourself open to all sorts of scrutiny and nonsense, you know, because a marriage is just between those two people.
That's true.
So,
all right.
I got callers calling in. All right, well, who
hanging
are we
up,
going to bring?
Back.
Okay. Call it back. All right, well, please, by all means.
I know one of them there to be the 225.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
Here he go.
Right. She better be the 225. Yeah, I'm not married, Black
Lord. Maybe it's an open marriage.
Maybe it's an open marriage.
Let's bring her on and let's ask. Is this here an open marriage? You know, oh, God, the computer. Go ahead, Crush. You know what? I'm just supposed to put my fist through this computer. But go ahead, bring up this 225, Crush. I'm literally about to kick this thing in the chest. The computer. I'm going to kick this computer in the chest, right?
We see you, 215. We see you. Be patient with us.
Hello. Hello, lovely lady. Lovely lady who?
Lady
C. Lady who?
Yes.
Good evening, Lady C. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and you?
I'm doing excellent day. That, you know, Crush has got me. She got my back. That's why I'm like, yo, computer's crazy.
She didn't pull out one of her side personalities on you.
Oh, only you focus on that, Black Reporter.
Exactly.
It tickles his fancy when she does that.
Doesn't it?
Only you thinking of that.
I was going to call him with a block number, and I told him I was going to be Ray Ray. And he said, do that. I said, he might not.
Y'all really need to be a married open couple. Y'all are open marriage right there.
No, we're not.
What do you think about open marriages,
Lee? Shout out to Marva in the chat room. I see you, lady.
What do I think about open marriages? If you can make it work and it works for you, I'm with you. It's not everybody's business, if that's what you decide to do. I mean, most men got an open marriage and the wife don't know it.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
That's an excellent point, lady. See?
I'm not even going to point that.
It's open, just the woman just don't know it.
Yeah, the woman don't know it. And so if you come to this agreement that, look, you're not going to be, I want more. I want you as my security. You're my safe haven. When I come home at night, I know you're there. But I still want a little more. And can we agree to this? Like you say, put down the ground rules. Make sure it's understood. And if it'll work for you, good. And some people it will work for. Some people it won't. But don't go there if you're not ready for it. That's just like when you open that can of worms, be ready that the worms going to crawl.
Now, I got a question. Now that you mentioned that, okay, we decided to do this. We, you know, I agree, you agree. Now, do we talk about the escapades? Can I come home and say, boo, this man did me in. We need to try this, you know, or can I hear him say, mom? This girl, she did this. I want you to try this. Because that is, you know, at the end of the day, if you're in a marriage, I do believe y'all are friends.
Right.
Y'all are in a friendship as well. So, you know, is that, I mean, you know, you can set rules and say, no, I don't want to know about it, like Rick said. But I'm just saying, would you do that?
If I was going to do it, I would want to know all of that. I would ask, well, what'd she do? Tell me. And I'll be able to tell him if that would be part of it for us to enjoy everything. If you're sharing everything, share it all.
The question is, do you really want to compare notes?
Yeah, I would. I want to know sometime now. What was so good? What did I do different? You know, what was it that I did that made you happy?
And if you're confident in yourself, and I know this is far-fetched, but I feel like if you're confident in yourself, then all that other stuff is, you know, side news.
Right.
Absolutely.
All that other stuff is side news. I said it.
No,
it,
I mean,
it's far-fetched.
You're coming home to each other. You're coming
right.
home.
Right. Yeah.
You're secure. You're coming home to each other. Baby, I'm doing this, but you are my main point. Like Rick said, if you got, no, we don't take it to our place. Don't take her or don't take him where everybody going to see you. We keep it between us. Okay, you may have Boo-Boo out there or Susu out there, but you and Boo-Boo and you and Susu go on the other side of town and do what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And no Boo-Boo
I have
or
to
Susu
agree
will
with
not
that.
Come to no family dinner.
Exactly. For some reason, that brings up a very important song. Your body's here with me, but your mind is on the other side of town.
They want to see. She taking him. You know, it's just it's open marriage. When you put that on the table, and you're gonna do it, and you want to actively try it, put all the cards on the table. Don't come up and say, "Oh, no, tell me now before we step out the door and say that I can date and you can date. Is there rules? Can't be this young, can't be this old, can't be this fat, can't be this skinny. You don't want to see him? Tell me before we start it. Don't hold back, because if you go there, you got to know everything.
Right.
Be open with each other.
All right.
And that's the rule.
All right, Brooke.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Brooke, our line is still up. We need to get to some of these callers.
Definitely. Wow, we got a lot of callers waiting to come
right. Shout out to everybody that's holding on the line. We really appreciate
Thank
it. Be patient
only.
With us. We got the 215, Brooke. 215,
okay, 939.
The 215. They've been holding for a minute. State your name. Where you calling from?
What up, Crush is Dash. I just called to listen in. I'm actually out eating right now. That's why I took myself off of out of queue.
thank you, Dash, for calling in, for coming into my house. Me and Crunchy going down. Thank you very much for coming in. What you eating?
man, some house specialty they call the Edmund Burger. Man, this thing is kind of nice. Way up in the outback of Minnesota, you know what I'm saying?
Wow. Shout out to the outback of Minnesota.
Yeah.
All right, well, we ain't going to interrupt you, Bill. We thank you for calling in. You know, if you want to talk, you know, just press 1 and go back to your burger and listen. But thank you for calling in.
I will definitely be back.
All right. All right. Woo, we got a lot of people on here. We need to go in order. We want to hit the
347-335.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hi, Brick House.
Who may I ask this? This coming to my house all loud. Who this?
It is your girl, Miss Mink. There's no way possible I could let a day go by.
Welcome, Miss Mink. How are you?
I am good. I am exhausted. I stepped out of a meeting to make sure I called in to you guys.
Oh, you are so sweet.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling in. I caught your show yesterday, girl. You killed it. Y'all killed it. You killed it.
Oh, my God. We had an awesome time. I actually need to get y'all up there, and we could just rock out for the straight 2 hours.
Yo, you guys
I'll go if Brick go. I'll come if Brick come. I'm not
okay,
riding
we'll
that
come together.
We're
right. Okay, that way we'll come together.
But exactly. So now I'm going to book y'all both together. Crush, send me the email where I need to send my request to.
Okay.
I guess you're forgetting one co-host, but then...
Well, you're not a co-host,
so.
For heaven's sake. This is Brick House.
But you're not a co-host. You're a guest, technically.
We always
get company, and somebody got to show their ass, right, Miss Mink? Don't worry, you're going to know all about it.
Oh, my God, I'm not getting into that. Y'all know I can't get locked up. So what's the topic? So I can address it and then let y'all have y'all fun.
Okay.
The topic today is open marriages. What do you think about open marriages? Are you for, against? What do you feel about
it? I'm not against. I'm not for. I am married 6 years. I don't know if I can really take on the visual piece of him having his fun, because if she says something that's just like, oh, daddy or something, I may have like a, I may like black for a second and forget where I was and that I asked for it.
Right.
So I'm like Peter in the middle. So I'm definitely Peter in the middle.
You think that they eventually fall apart, or you think it's something that could work?
Not for nothing, I think it's something that could work.
Right.
I do believe that if in the right mix of company, meaning husband and wife, it can work.
Mm-hmm.
It can work. As long as y'all doing it together and have a conversation when it's apart or going to be apart, I think it could work. But there's definitely, like, those whole boundary lines need to be built based on the couple. But it could work. It could work.
Okay, so that's not
but
something
I
that you
love
would
you
ever
guys
consider.
So much. I love you guys so much. Thank you for tuning in yesterday.
You know what? I love you. Thank you for tuning in. And your show is excellent, guys. Crush, you have the information. I don't want to say anything wrong when they can tune in to hear Miss Mink and DJ Mike Major.
Yes, sir.
Well,
each and every
Mike
Sunday.
Miss Mink. Stay on Sunday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., 646-797-3106, MajorMinkRadio.com, NightlineRadio.com, BXRecords.com. Is there any more .coms? Oh, and I am
MikeMajor.com. So we are streaming from four websites every single – we stream from four websites every single Sunday.
Right.
So we've been blessed, and we're blessed to have, you know, you guys are part of the team. We're just thankful. So
thank
having
God.
A
awesome
week.
Awesome show. We had
they
fun.
Did.
We was in the chat room bugging out. We called up. We did all types of stuff. It was
it was good.
DJ Mike Major on the 1 and 2s.
Live on the 1 and 2s.
Going hard, sweating.
He was sweating.
He was a mess.
He had that big light in his face. You got to give him that, though. He had that light
he was
shining
a mess.
On his forehead.
Yeah, he's a mess. He's a mess.
Okay.
But talk to you later, guys.
All right,
thank
thanks
you
for calling.
So
all right,
bye. Bye.
We have Marva from Staten Island, or Long Island, I think.
Marva, that's the one
room.
That took my rush. Hello, Marva.
She took your rush.
My
rush. Right. She said, I do not agree. She said, it's dangerously cheating. Now, what if the second relationship goes on for more than a year or two and they stop using condoms and decide that they want to marry again? No, I do not agree to open marriage or threesome. Damn.
Wow.
Damn, boo.
She just came down like that, hey?
Yeah, well, that's real. That's real talk. I like that,
yeah, exactly.
Marva. That's real.
That's
you know,
real.
If you think
that's
about it, that is something that, you know, we do want to touch up on. You know, usually I would go with a songwriter, but we got callers that I don't want to keep holding. So who do we have left to come up? I see 901.
We got the 901.
Yeah.
State your name. Where you calling from?
What's up, everybody?
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Lord. How
are you?
I'm doing
the one
just fine. Doing only the one, a.k.a. D-Twag. Brick. No,
who is this?
Brick, it's your boy. Come on now. You got to know who 901 is.
901.
Swag, curvy. There you go. Come on.
Swag.
Somebody got jokes. I'm so upset with you right now. No, gosh, no. You are so far wrong.
I know who it is, sugar. It's Mr. D Swag.
There you go. There you go.
That's my Dorwanda.
Yeah, don't do me like that.
Oh, come on. I know that this for you and Buddha. How you doing, Dorwanda?
I'm doing just fine.
Good. You sound fine. What's your little self? He's so little, but just
Don't start.
Like he's about 15, but damn, he look good.
Now, when a different man come in the house, they get all those sweet voices in there and say, y'all trip.
But you know what? That's my if he wasn't so far away, you know, me and him, I'd take a bite out of him. I'd take you home, give you some milk and cookies, and spank your little behind. Yes, I could. You know what? You need to hit me after the show.
You would give him a piece of bread.
I would give him the whole kit and caboodle. I know a little piece.
Okay. What happened to the topic?
Look, I seen this in your friend request. No, I'm just playing. So we're talking up because, you know, we always got to see, who that girl? I ain't going to do that right now.
Ooh,
you know, after the
talk,
who that girl? Right, go get a text message.
Yeah.
Who that girl?
Girl, I said, you know, we always hit Facebook after we're like, who's that? Yeah, she going to look you up. She going to look you up the wall. What do you think about open marriages, Dwan?
For the ones who don't know me, I'm a religion person. So the old me would be like, go for it. But the new me, I believe in keeping marriage sacred, keep it whole. That's one thing I don't play with God. So I'm keep it between the man and the woman. I don't even know if people coming in there messing up something. Because if something goes wrong, then you got three people. You got to talk to the wife and you got to talk to the other little joint.
That's true. I agree with you. I really agree with you. And, you know, I think that, you know, religion, well, you said the old you would have been like, hell yeah. All right, let's do it.
The old me, I would have had more than two. I'm just saying. But the new me, I can't do that.
So more than two.
Okay, so before you get married, I guess you're going to make sure that it's forever. Because you don't plan on getting divorced,
you're
a religious man.
Yeah, that's one thing. I don't believe in divorces either. So whoever my wife's going to be, she's going to be down for the whole count. There ain't no divorces, nothing.
I ain't messing with you.
Yes, that's up. You win. I can use something real right now, but you know, go ahead.
I ain't messing with you. You got twins. I ain't messing with you. How are things down there in Memphis? Elvis still dead?
Yes, he's still dead. He's not coming back.
Oh,
Jesus.
All right, I'm just checking. Y'all be seeing Elvis everywhere. I
want
to make sure.
Yeah,
we got more callers, Brick.
We got more callers
you know.
Coming in. We're going to leave you on, DeWan. If you want to stay on and vibe and act stupid with us. If not, you know, I thank you for calling. But, you know, you can hang out with us for a little while. Who else we got?
We'll do that.
All right.
We got the 215 back in the building, and then we got an unknown.
215,
I'm back.
Yeah, what do you think?
My thoughts about open marriage, why get married? If you want to, you know, my whole thing is, I feel personally, this is my personal belief, by the time you get married, you should have experienced all that you want to experience. What's the sense in bringing somebody else on and saying, you know, making vows before family, friends, and God, you know what I mean? And then you want to bring other people into your marriage. For me, when I decide to get married, this woman does it for me. She's my total package. I don't need nothing outside of that.
Amen.
Yeah, but you know what?
All right.
I heard Brick.
Brick was saying all this good stuff about communication and everything. Come on, Brick. We black. And you know, things like this don't go well for black folks.
You know what? You know why? Because black folks don't know how to keep it honest and 100, and they don't know how to keep their mouth shut. They don't know how to keep their mouth shut.
But even keeping it honest and 100, I heard you say, okay, we should be able to talk about it. You know, or what did she do? What did she do? If that man.
I didn't say that.
Hey, somebody said it. We should be able to talk about
that.
It. You know what I mean? Okay, now, this man sitting here telling you how she did it, right? And he's telling you with, you can see the gleam in his eye, like he can't wait to do it again. You're going to feel something about that.
Exactly.
Not if I'm married.
That's the difference
between me and Brick. See, Brick don't want to be there, but I'm a little bit curious, so I might be there.
I don't want to be there. Yeah, I might. When you see your husband on top of her,
I want to be there.
Ignoring you, then you be like, hey, wait a minute. No,
look,
I don't want to. I don't want to sit aside
because payback is a bitch. Oh, see, I got wickedness in me. That's what it is. I'm just wicked. We'll be going back. These people will be our pawns. It'll be going back and forth, and these people will
be our pawns.
I'm sorry to say it. That's what's going to happen. I want to make that nigga sit in a chair and tie him up and say, watch. And I'm going to be all extra with
So it's
going to
be a constant who can top who? It's going to be who can top who now.
It's going to be fun. You want to sit there and make him, it's going to be fun. I'm going to come over there and smack him around with my, see, this is what I'll be going through. I'm going to bend over in front of him. We're going to be sitting down. I'm going to be bent over eye to eye with him. And I'm going to be like, don't you wish you could do that to me right now?
Why do I feel
whip involved in this?
No. I ain't going to abuse him. I don't want to abuse him because they ain't going to get mad. No, I don't want to abuse him. That's too much. That's asking for too much at once. You know, you got to work your way up to that.
When you get ready, Crush, you want to be like to the girl, go away. After you did all that with her, she ain't going nowhere.
She don't have to go nowhere. She can stay as long as she can do.
Let me ask you a question. Sis, right, let's say you married and you in an open marriage and this guy goes off. He got this one particular girl that, you know, he love it. And every time he turn around, he making excuses to get away from you so he can go be with her. Despite the agreement that y'all had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's your day, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, now they ain't trying to hear all that. How you going to feel about something like that?
Well, that is an option. That is an option. That's something I call for. You get what I'm saying? That is a scenario. And that's something I call for.
Okay, but the expression is, you ever hear the expression, everybody's waiting for the weekend? Okay, you can't see her outside that day. You look forward to Mondays because you know, ooh, Mondays, I'm going to get me. That's fine. I don't care if you that way. But don't think you're going to sneak her in on Tuesday and then, maybe I could dip on a Friday. No, that's not what it's
about.
But,
you know, that is an option. And my thing is this. If you can't agree to this simple, because I feel like an open marriage, I'm giving you a cake and your ice cream. And if you can't agree to this simple arrangement that we have, both of us, if we can't, then that means we wasn't meant to be together for a lifetime. You know, that's the thing I don't get about marriage, period. You know, for you to sit up there and tell, you know, in front of your friends, in front of God, that this is the person I want to be with for the rest of my life. Please, I don't even know what I want for dinner. But yet I know I want to be with this man for the rest of my life. Come on now. That's unrealistic in my eyes. I don't know who came up with this whole concept of marriage, but they need to take that back and they need to rewrite it.
I don't know who came up with it,
but they need to go back and they need to rethink all this because it doesn't make no sense to me. It really doesn't. I'm going to sit there and tell you that for the next 25, 35, 100 years, I want to be with Bob only. Fuck out of here. I don't even know what I want for dinner. It's just realistic.
So then you're against marriage.
I'm against the idea of me coming across my friends and family and telling them that Bob is the only one for me for the rest of my life. that makes no sense, because 10 years down the line, 20 years down the line, 8 years down the line, I may not be in love with Bob, and Bob may fall out of love with me. You get what I'm saying? And then that's where we may have to turn to something as an open marriage, only for the simple fact that I don't want to have a divorce, or he may not believe in divorce and so forth and so forth. But why go through that? You know what I mean? Why set yourself, that's setting yourself up for failure. And nobody's going to sit up here and tell me, nobody is going to sit up here and tell me that when people get married, that nobody's ever cheated. Because that is a straight lie. That's a lie.
So you,
right.
The only difference is that if you accept it, which we talked about last week, if you accept it and you move on. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But why would I have to accept you cheating on me and move on where we already have an agreement? So you don't have that urge to go to this one, to that one, to this one, to that one, or sneak behind my back, because I know about it. We had this conversation. We talked about it. We opened it up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
But, Crush, come on now. Mm-hmm. Let's keep it 100. Let's keep it real.
I am keeping it 100. I'm not keeping it no other way.
Check this out. Exactly. You could talk to you blue in the face, and everybody could agree to the terms, right? You know, everybody agreed to the terms. You know, it's as ironclad in your book, as concrete in your book.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody agreed to the terms, but somewhere down the line, something went east. He liked her sex a little better, or you like the other guy's sex a little better. Somebody's going to be doing something to the rules to which y'all already established. First of all, we black
folks. And that's a great, and once again, that's just part of the scenario. You know, that's a chance one is just willing to take. The same thing is if we were married and we was in a closed relationship. That's just a chance I got to take. Even if we didn't even have the whole open agreement or whatever the case may be, and I just said, I want to be with you for the rest of life, you want to be with me for the rest of life, you know, it's still the option of him going out there and doing his thing. You get what I'm saying? So why not just go ahead, let it open? I'm just saying, from my point of view, this is just for me. You know, this doesn't have to fit for everybody. Everybody
right.
doesn't think the way I do. And a lot of people don't feel the way I do. But I really do feel like you're setting yourself up for failure. That's why I don't want kids. You know, that's why I don't want kids. That, you know, and I don't want to take that chance. I really don't want to take that chance. And he come to me, our son is 8 years old or 11 years old. He's talking about, oh, I want a divorce. I'm not in love with you no more. What? Nigga, we dying together. Fuck out of here. There's no we dying together. We all getting in the car and going to the river, nigga. What? You know.
We're with you already.
Not the
oh, my goodness.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, my goodness,
Wow, that was hot. We're on fire tonight, y'all. We are talking about open marriages. If you want to call in, please do it, 805-830-8320. God, I'm all jumbled up here.
Right, y'all don't even know the number no more.
We're going to take a little slight pause. I just want to play one song in between. We're going to take a little slight pause. And when we come back, we're going to put a little spin on this whole topic. I want you to think about this, but do not answer now. Okay?
Well,
hold on.
Can I interrupt you for a minute?
Okay.
I see we have unknown, and we also have international call on the line.
International call?
Internationally known.
Ah! All right. Forget the music.
The only.
Oh my God!
I know we have an unknown call. We have an unknown caller, and we have an international caller. You want me to go to unknown caller first?
Yes. Just go to unknown. Who's here? That is, so we can hurry up.
Okay, unknown caller. Sorry, I don't know who you are, but you know, what is your name and where you're calling from? Say happy. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, I got your hand.
Okay.
On.
Ghosty.
All right.
We have a ghost. Bring on the international caller.
Hi, Russ.
I like that. I'm sorry.
Hello, Russ. How are you?
Can you hear me, Doug?
Well, you got a little static in there, but we can work over it.
Hang on. Can you hear me now, darling?
Yes, I can, darling. Oh,
you're
God,
just
that
fine,
accent.
Russ.
Hello, everyone. All right. How you going?
Good. How are you? How are you this morning? Is it morning yet over there?
Yes, almost 1 o'clock, almost.
Oh, wow. Gosh, Russ, you are really
dedicated. Thank you for staying up late.
Thank you for staying up. What do you think about open marriages, Russ? Do you have an opinion? I'd love to hear it. Talk long.
I knew this geezer about 10 years ago, an old job of mine, a guy I used to work with, and he had an open marriage with his wife. Obviously, but the bird that he was going with, bird means chick in England, right? The bird. The bird he was going with, she sort of broke the deal because after 3 or 4 months, she started taking things too seriously and then wanted him to leave his wife for her.
Okay.
So he kept to the deal, but she sort of like changed it, which wasn't part of the deal, you know. And I don't know what happened after that because I left the job and I never saw him again. But the last time I saw him, he told me that she was starting harassing him and the wife and then started turning up at family parties, whatever. So.
Oh,
wow.
About the rabbit.
Well, is that something that you think that you could ever do, Russ?
Well, I'm not
married. Have an married. Open marriage?
I'm not married, darling.
Bloody hell. I'm coming out there. I've got to meet you, Russ. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
But if you were married, do you think that you and your wife could do something like that?
Why are you talking like that?
I love his accent. I'm sorry. I love it.
Well,
wonderful. Would you get a bird?
I don't know. I think it would be all right for me to do it.
Mhm. Oh, so you wouldn't do it?
Yeah, I think the thing is, I wouldn't get married anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, see, no marriage. That's the one for me right there. Just, you know, because you really don't believe in the institute of marriage. You just would rather just maybe live with someone or something like that. Marriage is...
Well, in England, I'm not sure about America, but in England, most young people today don't get married. It's very rare. It's very rare today for a young couple to get married. I don't know if it's like that in America, but in England, marriage is very rare now.
Okay.
It's rare here, too.
Yeah.
Black reporter just asked what your age was. If you don't want to tell it, that's okay.
No, I'm all right. Hang on. How you going, Black reporter? All right, mate.
I'm good.
How you doing, mate? I'm 38.
38?
Oh, just the perfect age, mate.
If you don't come talking like that, I'm going to come and stab you in your foot. No, seriously.
I'm going to help you.
In England, you saw it's different there in England. They're not quick to marry like they are here.
Oh, no. I mean, to be honest, I've got a friend who's got 3 children. And they've been together 15 years. And they've got no plan to get married. No plan.
I just picture England to be so traditional.
Yes, exactly.
That would be the first thing y'all do is,
That's silly cute art movies.
Let me ask the question. What exactly do you mean that they have no time to get married? With just regular life?
Well,
no, they don't want to. They have no plans to get married, Black reporter.
No, they just don't want to. I mean, I know one guy who won't marry his wife because he doesn't trust her.
Trust
and he thinks if they got married, they get divorced and she will take his money.
Oh. Okay. So basically out there, I don't know what to call it, government, because I don't know what exactly it's called there, but is it recognized? Like if one person dies, does the other one get all of their stuff or, you know, get their money? How does that work? Is there anything like common law like we have here? If you're together for a certain amount of years, then the law considers you married?
I think it depends on the circumstances, like if the bloke or if the bird died, like in an accident, or I don't really know. I think it depends on the circumstances, but I know in America you invented this thing called a prenup. Is that what you call it?
Mm-hmm. That's what they call it.
Yeah, and I think that was invented in America, like Coca-Cola, and that's in England now.
So prenups have come to England.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
They go down well.
Wow. Okay. Wow. That was very informative, Russ. You gave us the spin from the other side, exactly how it is over there. And there are a lot of, like, people living together, but not necessarily in open relationships. So they're just shack it up.
Yeah.
It's like we do here. Shack up.
Yeah. But I mean, years ago in England, it was a taboo for people never to get married. But that was like in the 1950s. When the 1950s come along, after the Beatles got people to grow their hair long and all that, and then things changed.
Things changed.
Yeah.
They changed how? Like they changed to the point where everyone decided to, well, all you need is love. I guess that's a Beatles song.
Well,
that kind of changed everything.
That was it. I mean, you know, all the men were growing their hair long and taking drugs and free sex and all that.
Oh, okay.
But that's
why
America. But when the Beatles went to America, they changed things over there a bit as well, didn't they?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm talking about people. I don't even like
it. Now, nobody's really getting married anymore here, Russ. I mean, people are getting married, but marriage is, there are a lot of divorces now, so people are just not really getting married anymore here. Well, now we have a lot of gay marriages happening here.
Yeah.
I don't know how that is over there, but that's the majority really that's getting married here.
Well, actually, that is happening. Funny you say that. I think there's more gay men and gay women, lesbians, getting married in England now than straight couples.
Wow.
Yeah. Because Elton John started all that.
Well, the simple fact of marriage rates, it's the set of the marriages that happen these days end up in divorce anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Because you can't commit. There's no way in hell you can commit to something for the rest of your life. And then if you do, you have to sit up there and you have to ask yourself one question. If he does or if she does do this, do I accept it? Because it's going to happen. Every marriage, even those that have been together 50 years, 45 years, he done looked at somebody too hard or kissed somebody by accident or, you know, he done did something to her and she just either had to take it laying down or she just said, you know, no, I can't do this. So, you know, I'm just saying.
No, it's true. It's true, darling.
Mm-hmm. Can't commit to somebody for a whole year. Thank you for agreeing with me. Oh, we got another caller.
Okay,
we got another caller from the 611.
All right, Russ.
No, stay right there, Britt.
Right.
Stay
right
there,
Russ.
Right, I think this person may want to speak to you. 631, 630?
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
All right.
Just for the birds. I'm doing fine in you. I do not agree with that. Marriage is for the birds. I mean, it really is. Why get married?
What's your
is
name?
Is that Marva?
Marva. My name is Marva.
Marva.
The one and only Marva.
How you doing, Marva? Okay, so you said...
Marriage is for the birds, yeah.
Okay, so you think that you just would rather just like... So you have no plans on getting married at all? That's it, none? Just
No. Not at all.
Right.
Because of these things going on right now.
Exactly.
Open marriages.
You know, I used to want to, but now I agree with you. I don't even want to go there. I don't even want it. Because there's so many divorces now.
Yeah.
And things are different. Times are different. Values are different. You know, men had, in my opinion, a little bit more virtue back then than they have, you know, now. Men are just, now, from a woman's standpoint, I can't talk from the man's standpoint because I'm not a man. I can only speak from where I stand. And from where I stand, men are not quick to commit. They don't want to commit. They don't even try to even, you know, look like they're
they
even
don't have
in the
to.
Area.
They don't have to.
Because why? Because we make it very easy for them not to.
Right.
That's why.
It's like, you know, I hate to say it, men. Y'all can correct me if I'm wrong because we finally got some men online. Y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, but I've just come to the conclusion, yes, it took me a while, folks. I've come to the conclusion that men and dealing with a man or boy, it's like children. Like,
yeah.
A child gets out of place, you got to discipline them. You know, if a child does it, the same thing that applies to a child applies to most men. Not all men, but the majority of y'all, you know. So we also got Ohio online. He's been waiting for a minute, so I don't know if I can bring him on right now.
Should we try? Let's try.
Right.
Let's try.
What up, J-O-H-N? What's up,
what
John?
About open marriages?
Right, what you think about open marriage, John?
Well, variety is the spice of life.
From John down.
You know, if both parties agree to it, though, it's got to be really, you know, a commitment on both sides, though.
Right.
True.
Because, you made a comment about our commitment. I know my mother and dad were married, but I know there were some times that she looked at other people, but I don't know if it was like just looking. And I'm pretty sure my dad looked at some nice big ass booty, you know, without my mind knowing about it.
Damn, boy.
Now, who was the person
that
said
if you want to join the conversation, just sign up to blogtalkradio.com/register and sign up for a free account and log in, and you can join us in the chat room or give us a call, 805-830-8320. I don't know if you want to get to any music this time, Brick, because we got callers coming in back to back with their hands.
Well, if they're coming in, let them in.
All right,
please.
We got the 717 right now. 717-689. Shut up.
Ladies, can we break in for a second? You remember, you're listening to Phone Fantasy Radio.
Oh, kidding.
Rick's out. Rick's out from Phone Fantasy Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio. It is top of the hour. It is 9 o'clock in the East, 8 o'clock in the Central. So, and once again, your host, Rick.
Thank you very much, Black Reporter. Thank you very much for that.
You don't do that for our show. Wait, look, you don't do that for our show. But anyway, 717-689. What's your name and where you calling from?
This is Timothy Walker from Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Timothy Walker.
Mr. Walker.
How are you?
I'm just chilling on a Monday night, getting ready for my wrestling and everything.
Okay, right. We right before wrestling. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we dropped Russ. Thank you, Russ.
Monday
thank you, Martha.
Raw,
much love to y'all for calling up and giving us your opinion. We really appreciate it. Okay, Timothy, we're talking about open marriage. What you got for us?
Mm-hmm. I have never actually experienced open marriages or even so open relationships, but hey, to each his own. It all depends on how you work at it because, like they said, relationships and marriages is like a job. You got to work at it to make it last long. The reason why things are not working the way they should in today's society, because people want to do their own thing and care about their own selves. It just don't make sense.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to put kind of a different spin on this for you guys. We're talking about open marriages, and we're saying how, you know, it depends on the person and one person getting out of pocket. Let's throw a variable in here. Let's say this. let's just say that a couple decides that they do want to have an open marriage, but one person comes to the other person and says, okay, this is what we decided, yes, 2 nights a week we step out, 3 nights a week, you know, the rules, the same rules I expressed earlier, but they put down a written contract for each person to sign. And whoever breaks this contract, there are going to be penalties to breaking the contract.
Ooh.
Would that change your outlook on an open marriage? Which means,
well, depends on
if
what
he
kind
decides
of penalties
to
you're
say,
talking about.
Well,
yeah,
now
it,
I'm going to get
yeah,
to that.
Sure,
if he just says, okay, well, I'm going to dip out and see the girl on Friday. And if he gets caught dipping out and seeing this girl on Friday, then let's just say, you know, they both decide before it's signed that the marriage will end in a divorce because the contract has been broken, and the other one has to forfeit a certain amount of money. Would you still be inclined to have that type of arrangement?
Yeah, prenup.
Yeah, prenup.
Well, it's not necessarily a prenup. It's basically you're in the marriage already. So it's not
that's
a pre-op.
I'm just being funny. Yeah.
It's a nup.
Break my balls.
Open up.
So would you still be like, you know what, I'll take this arrangement because I know I'm not going to break it. Don't you think that would kind of strengthen the argument that says, okay, we can have this open relationship, these are the rules, we both have to read them, we both understand them, and we sign, and it's a binding contract, bringing a lawyer into it. Do you think that that's something that, is it ridiculous? Is it cutting age? You know, is it
all right, well, let's ask the 443-928 caller.
Lisa.
We bring it on. What's your name, where you call it from, and what's your comment?
Hey, Crash, it's Twinkle Monique Star.
Who?
It's Twinkle.
Oh.
Hi, Twinkle.
Hi, honey.
I see a three-way right now.
Ew.
Don't thank him.
Help them.
Okay, Twinkle. What are your thoughts?
I don't see a problem with an open marriage. I actually am a part of one. I'm not the married person. I'm dating the husband, and the wife has a girlfriend. And they go out and do stuff. And they go out and do the wife and the girlfriend go out and do stuff. And the husband doesn't like going out. He's more of a homebody. Or, you know, when he does want to go out, he wants to go to a bar and have a drink and then come back. And I don't mind that. So, you know, I met the wife first, and I entered the marriage through her. Then I met her husband, and we sat and we talked and discussed what was going on, the rules and what can and cannot happen. And that if any, you know, major moves, or like sometimes he goes to Philly or he'll go out of town. He's like, hey, if my wife doesn't go, do you want to come with me? And, you know, as long as it's predetermined that I was going to go with him and it was cleared by his wife, it's fine. And they seem to be very happy, and it works for them. It works for all of us, actually. I'm very happy with the arrangement. And, you know, I don't see anything wrong with an open marriage.
That is awesome.
That's cool.
Now, what about you? Just as far as marriage itself, what are your thoughts about that?
I don't believe in marriage. Divorce costs too much.
Amen to that.
So yeah, I'm not ready to go get married to anybody. Actually, within the relationship that I'm currently in, if I do want to be with someone outside of the marriage, I do want to actually try to gain a one-on-one relationship with someone. You know, they were really supportive. Like, I actually did leave for a while, and I dated this guy, and they were real supportive. If I needed anything, you know, I can call them. And, you know, it's like having a second family that you can run to and talk to, because, you know, they're really supportive. If you get with the right people, you know, some people are too. People are people, whether they're single or not. But
so you're giving a thumbs up to this.
I give a
so
thumbs
up. Okay.
Okay. So, right now we can, I guess, go through the list of callers we have on the line, starting from the bottom up. We got Timothy from PA. Hi, Timothy.
What up?
And we have Twinkle, where are you from?
I'm from Maryland.
Maryland, okay.
Maryland.
We have John H. from Columbus. John, where's your friend at?
Rhythm and Blues.
Rhythm and Blues,
right.
R&B.
Oh,
right.
Man.
I was about to call him
Taco.
That's where I was. And we have Lady C from Louisiana.
Hey, I got a good one. Crush.
Hey.
One certain people, we sign up to see who wants to have a prenuptial and try it out on a 30-day period.
And we have Black Reporter from New Iberia. Last but never least, you know, let's say that so he don't feel no type of way because, you know, he's feeling
it. Come on, man. Black is beautiful, man.
And we have an unknown caller that's just been holding. Okay, they disappeared. Because they was holding hard. Shout out to the unknown caller.
How hard were they?
Shout out to the ear hunter, whoever he was.
They was there. They had their hand up. I let them on, but they didn't say nothing.
They didn't say anything.
Shout out to them. Shout out to the guests in the room, 7747 and 8771. Once again, you can just go ahead and sign up for a free account and, you know, follow us and talk with us in the chat room. Brick
definitely,
and myself are both in the chat. And my bad, you can send it to Brick House. Let me shut up now.
Hey,
did I get everybody drink? Everybody got a drink?
What?
Anybody else
want
to
cry?
I'm like flying blind. I'm not in the driver's seat. I thank you, Crush, for doing the rundown because I have no idea what's going on.
Oh, well, damn.
Well,
my computer is like.
She got some ripple, man.
My computer coughed and burped. It threw up.
It always happens when you're doing a show, don't it?
Exactly.
You'll be working fine all day long, but as soon
all
as
day
you go
long,
live,
for stupidity.
I definitely know about that. We know about that, right, Black Reporter? I could be in the middle of a show and the whole thing would just freeze on me or the screen would turn blue.
Yep.
Damn.
And it'll come at the worst time.
Right, yeah. Kind of the worst time.
The screen
turned
blue, you
so,
have to do a scan. You might have to do a scan to make sure there ain't no viruses going on in there.
Yeah.
Right.
It does all
that by itself. I don't even update it no more because it kept doing that. But that's a whole other story.
As nasty, you can press your computer might have called an STD.
Mm-hmm.
I think mine did.
I
didn't mess around with the tablet while I was out.
But all that surfing I've been doing.
Last time I was jumping on the tablet while I was gone, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But thanks, Crush, for holding it down. Crush is at the controls tonight because my computer just, you know, it's in there. So I thank you once again. So if it seems like Crush is, you know, saying everything, it's because I don't know what's going on. I don't know who's there, who's not there. I just can't tell. So, I do thank you, Crush. And besides, she is the first lady of Full Fantasy Radio. Show some respect. Without, there would be no house.
I pay the cost to be the boss.
I pay the cost to be the woman.
I pay the cost to be the boss. Can I just make this shameless plug, though? Can I just do this shameless plug?
Of course you can.
Go ahead, do the shameless plug.
Can I do that?
Take it off.
Yeah, I'm going to do a shameless plug, folks. If you don't shut up, I'm going to remind everybody that we go back on air, Black Reporter and myself, got to say his name first, Black Reporter and myself will be on air tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, and we'll be talking about the gangsta love. We want to know. We want to explore the men and women fascination with the thug life. Why do entertainment glorify going to jail and violence? Why do street credit matters? Is there a difference between a thug and a gangster? And so much more. So, you know, once again, save lockout numbers into your phone, lock the websites into your computers, bookmark us, sign up for a free account, follow us. We're on Facebook at Hearts Radio and Brick House. And we're on our website is fullfantasyradio.com and brickhouse.com.
I want to thank our thugs today.
Thug loving.
You think I'm thugs today,
man? I'm going to cancel my show for
tomorrow. And shout out to somebody who just made an account, Phone Fantasy Radio 7065. Y'all wilding.
Congratulations.
Shout out to whoever did that. That's what's up. That's what's up. Everybody got an account. All right.
I have a question. What, earlier, y'all were talking about not really doing a contract, but doing a contract in a sense, and whether it was a prenup. Anything that's done before the marriage starts is a prenuptial agreement.
But it won't be done before the marriage. It's done during the marriage. I'm saying if you two want to be an open, have an open marriage, you're already in the marriage, so you want to have an open marriage. So you decide to come up with these rules. That's not pre-anything. So you just decided, okay, and, you know, what do you think about it, Black Reporter? Would you sign something like that, Black Reporter? Choose your words wisely, Black Reporter.
Well, the thing is, I do believe that if a marriage isn't working, you should be able to get out of it. And the situation of the matter is, we're all human. You know, I don't believe you should be able to, I can let it slide today because I'll be with my girl later on today, you know, or something like that. You're going to commit to it because I'm first to admit, yes, I made mistakes in my first marriage, even though it lasted for 23 years. And it lasted for 20 years. Huh?
And it lasted because of what? Yeah, I want to know why it lasted. Why did it last for 23 years?
Love. Because
what?
We lasted because we loved each other.
That love ended real quick. I'm just saying.
Ended after 2 or 3 years, that would have been real quick.
So 23 years, well, I mean, how old are you now?
I'm 52.
And when did you get married?
When I was 26.
And when did you get divorced?
About 5 years ago.
Okay, you're 52 now. Are you dead?
Yeah.
Okay, that's too short. You say, yeah, you're dead?
No.
Right, so then it was too short. Because when you made that arrangement, you made that agreement, it was till death do us part. So anything before that is too short.
I have a question.
Am I wrong? Just saying, am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, Crush.
Oh, okay. So it was too short. Anyway, what we got going on right now, Brick, I guess we could play that song now.
Well, somebody had a question. Did someone say they had a question?
Yeah, I have a question.
Sorry.
It's point. For the people that are opposed to open marriages, how do you know that you are opposed to it or that it won't work if you don't give it a try? Like
exactly.
Please.
I want to give it a chance, but I can't find no one who's willing.
Like, you can love somebody. Like, the couple one with love each other unconditionally. Like, there's nothing they won't do for each other. It's just, after a while, they've been married for so long, after a while, it's like, all right, well, I'm tired of looking at your face, but I still love you, so you go off and have fun, and as long as you're home before the sun comes up, I don't care. You know, well, it's not that they don't care, but, you know, he can't spend the night with me. If I do decide to spend the night with them, it's he spend the night with both of them at their house on, you know, but...
I want that situation. Okay, we got a baby.
I'm saying.
I want that situation. I want to be the side chick. and accept it.
No, I got a better one than that.
I've been there, Crush, and it is absolutely amazing. Trust me. I was the happiest is when I had that situation going on. I was the happiest I've ever been.
I had an offer. I had offers, but I turned it down. I'm just talking hot air. Right. I had offers,
definitely,
but I just turned it down.
Well,
to answer Twinkle's question, for those who have posed it,
yeah,
actually, there's nobody online. I don't think there's anybody online who has opposed it anymore. They all hung up. Damn.
No, I'm still here. I'm still here.
I'm still here, too.
I know y'all there, but do y'all oppose it?
Nope.
D-Swag, Mr. D-Swag, is he still on the phone?
No,
he's gone.
I don't oppose it at all.
Right, and Black Reporter, you don't oppose it, right?
No, I don't oppose it to somebody else. It's not right for me.
Why?
You cheated? Right for somebody else. Huh?
But why is not right for you and you cheated?
Well, if it's not right for you, then you oppose it.
I don't understand that concept. How is it not right for you, but you end up cheating? That don't make no sense to me.
Because cheating was not the right thing.
Cheating wasn't the right thing. And you realized that too late.
Yeah.
But not only did that happen, Black Report, I'm putting you on blast right now, you did it more than once. And now 25 years later, it's not for you.
No.
Okay. See, instead of cheating, if you had an open marriage, it would have been agreed that you could step out. You know,
and
when you got tired.
Not only that, Twinkle. Let me tell you why it's extra bad. It's extra bad because he was on his deathbed and she was there, holding him down, being wifey and mother and all that. She was there through all that and still stayed with him 23 some odd years. That is gangster. Big up to Black Reporter's ex-wife. She was there by his side while he was on his deathbed.
She was there for real till death do us part. She wanted to see that.
Crush.
Huh?
Stop it.
Hey.
Stop it.
I'm not doing nothing. Big up to the wife. I am being nice. I'm keeping it real. Is that what we said?
Baby,
I'm keeping it real. Black Reporter know I love him.
Okay,
Black Reporter know I love him. If he wasn't so far away, I would marry Black Reporter.
To
death do us part.
Uh-oh.
Your ass
that's
going
over
down.
There's
no such thing as cheating on me. There is no such thing as cheating on me, because I feel like this. Once you walk out my front door, you are single. I give you that. Once you walk out my front door, you're single.
I don't believe in walking out.
Right. Once you walk out my front door, I don't care if you're going to work. Once you walk out that front door, you're single.
Well, how the hell are you supposed to make money?
What about... if we going to work,
while you at work, you are single. I'm just saying, because once you walk out that front door, I'm single too. Holler.
That ain't good.
I'm single too. What?
No. Black Reporter, in that case, take her to work with you.
What she said was a true statement, y'all. When we all leave the house, we are single.
Yeah.
We don't take our partner with us to work. When we are sitting there at our desk or whatever, and, you know, she comes by and puts coffee on your desk, you're single.
Your wife
ain't next to you. You know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, thank you. You flirt a little bit at work. You go to lunch with other women. So technically, when you go to work, you are single. Yep. Okay.
All that.
So, why bother getting married?
Like, ooh, we got another caller. I think. Yeah. We got another caller.
Yes, we have a 718. Am I right?
Yeah.
Or am I just seeing things? Computer.
Yep. You're right. 718-318.
Okay.
What's your name?
Hello,
is and where you calling from?
What's your name is?
Hello?
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 Hi.
Yes, hi. This is Desiree. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Desiree.
Oh,
how are you? Welcome
to
Brick House. Thank you, thank
I'm
you.
Doing fine.
So, how is everything? What do you feel about our discussion tonight, open relationships?
Well, I am part of an open relationship. I just joined in the conversation, so I'm not sure that I heard everything. The last thing I heard, somebody said something about when we all leave the house, we all leave single.
Yes, that was the last thing we said. Yes.
That's very true. I do agree with that statement.
Okay, so tell us about, you know, without being too specific, you know, as specific as you could possibly get, your open relationship and how that works for you.
My husband did talk to you on Facebook earlier, too. Could you repeat the question?
I spoke to him. Okay, your husband's name is Jay, right?
Yes, that's him.
Okay, he spoke to me on Facebook. This is the couple I was telling you about, Brick.
Okay.
Before the show starts, they are in an open marriage, and he did explain it to me a little bit, but we just want to get your perspective because y'all are practicing this right now, and all of us are single. Single, and we're just talking hypothetically if we were in that situation. So we just basically want to know your take on the whole, like, how did y'all come up with y'all agreement? Let's start from the beginning.
Well, from the beginning, we started out courting as usual. We dated each other for a while, and we got to know each other, became comfortable. So I would say we were in like first, and we were friends. And then it progressed into a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship where we were originally exclusive. And then after a couple of years, we decided that it was both something we were interested in, and we both agreed that at that point we were in love, and we both agreed that it would be something interesting. And we felt like it would kind of spark up some fun in a relationship. But first, we were sure that we would be able to do it. You have to talk about it extensively first.
Now, one question I have. One question is, are you bisexual?
Yes, I am bisexual, but he is straight.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice.
Does jealousy ever become a factor? Has it ever been a factor?
Jealousy is an issue, but we've never had to get to the point where it became a factor that was damaging to the relationship. So, yeah, sometimes we have little jealous feelings, but it doesn't escalate into jealous acts. I'll just say it that way.
Okay. So, you may get a little bit upset with something, and you're like give him the silent treatment, but you'll never do something as, follow him or anything like that or act out or nothing like that. It doesn't get that serious.
Yeah, and it doesn't even get that serious where I would give him the silent treatment. It's like a joking kind of jealousy. I know you were over there, so I feel a little jealous, but we laugh about it and that's it. It doesn't become something damaging. You know, if you love the person, you're going to have a little bit of jealousy, but as long as it doesn't become dangerous. If it does become a dangerous feeling, at that point you need to communicate with your partner that maybe y'all need to stop and discuss it before it goes any further.
Have you guys a possessive type feeling?
No, not possessive, because actually the key to any open relationship is less possessiveness. As long as you harbor a feeling of possessiveness, you will not succeed in an open relationship.
Okay. Now, that's something that I really want to know, because I'm really interested in pursuing one of these relationships. I just haven't found a guy who actually felt the same way. Now, what I have to ask you is, it's not too personal, but I guess it's kind of getting into the bedroom type of deal. Yeah. So when it's you and him, and you two, okay, it's you and him when you're intimate. And you said that you're bisexual, so I guess other women come in as well into the, you know, the bedroom. Has it ever been comfortable where a man, is he comfortable with a man coming in? Has that ever happened? Or is he, like, strictly, no, it's strictly women, we're not bringing another man in here, or what? How does that work for you?
Okay, well, in our home, another man doesn't come in our home. We've had situations where we've met a couple, and we've gone to their house. And we have met a couple before, and they've been to our house. And we do that as a couple thing.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, no, it's okay. So, yeah, something like that we usually do as a couple. If it's going to be a male presence or a female presence, we like to have couples. Mm-hmm. We have had an occasion where we've had another female. Actually, we've never had another male in that situation where it's him and the male and me. So we've had two females and a male, and we've actually had a couple.
But you've never been two males and just you. So brought that to him, do you think he'd be open to that?
That's why I have the problem. Yeah, we've actually discussed that. And because he is a straight person and he doesn't want to feel, you know, sometimes men can have different feelings about different things. So we have discussed it. And if I decide that I would like to have a two men and me, myself, as the only woman present in the room, I am able to do that. He did give me the okay to do that. I haven't done it yet, but it's something that I was curious about.
So he's giving you the okay to do it, but it just won't be with him?
Yes, he's giving me the okay to do it, but it will not.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
Exactly. You know, you always hear on, you know, when there's always a female brought in, but kind of very rarely do you hear when there's a male brought in. And I see what you said, that when there is a male involved, there's usually a couple. So that's why I was just trying to see if it was gonna be one of those really weird, odd cases where he's comfortable with another man coming in to the bedroom with you, you know, with you two. So,
Well, one thing Jay did mention to me on the sidelines was sometimes it's hard for y'all to find willing participants. Because they may feel, intimidated because y'all are still in love and things of that nature. They ask questions, but they still feel intimidation. And, you know, can you elaborate more on that?
Yes, I don't know why, but it seems to be a shortage of couples that are similar to us. Just in the fact of dealing with real talk and how we're talking right now, a lot of people, female and male, single and coupled alike, do not discuss things in honest detail, okay? So it's a lot of times they would like to do things, but they don't say it. Lately, I've been getting into a situation where a lot of women have been asking me to come into the bedroom with their husbands. But then when I say, well, I'm married, so could we couple swap? The answer is no, and the men do not allow their woman to come into another relationship, female and a male. They would just prefer me to come to their house with them. So I'm finding that a lot of males are not open to the woman also having relations with another man, even though they are having relations with other women with their wives. So I'm falling into that a lot, and I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just that people need to evolve. And sometimes you have to get to the point where if you enjoy certain situations, don't you think possibly your partner might also enjoy it in another, you know, just with the opposite sex, maybe something like that? A lot of the men are fooling themselves when they believe that they could only bring another woman into the bedroom and don't think that their wife or partner might want another male.
Well, you see,
exactly.
I host I host swing parties, right? And I've seen a lot of that happen in a swing party setting. Like, the guy can play with whoever he wants to, but the lady is not allowed to play, you know?
Yes.
And I think the same thing happens when it comes to the one-on-one sessions as well. And I think the main thing is, you know, sometimes it's just I want to please my partner. You know, and that's what it really is. Like, I want to go ahead and I want to play, but then, you know, somewhere in the dynamics, it don't look right to us. But for them, I think she has the mentality that she feels like she's pleasing him. You know, that's the way she pleases. And that's
right.
The way she, you know, she accepts that role. You know, they talked about this beforehand. But my thing is, it goes deeper than what we may think. You know, it goes
Can
deeper than him not just wanting her to play and all of that nature. Like, it goes more into, like you said, having that possessive quality. And,
yes.
Like, I can do me, but you can't do you. And for a woman, if you are feeling this type of way and you do feel intimidated, then you need to check that relationship. I think.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you we give them that pleasing, you know, women, we always aim to please. And sometimes we feel like that's the only way we can keep our man, or we can keep our relationship going, you know, to let him go let him go and play. And sometimes it may not be the right man that approaches her, you know. So they'll use that as an excuse. But I mean, I think it goes a little bit deeper than what we just see on the outside, in my opinion.
Yes.
Can I say something?
It goes into possessiveness, and it also goes into fear, because you've allowed just enough courage to allow someone else to come into the bedroom that's a female. It takes even more courage to allow a male to interact with your person.
Right, and that's only for the simple fact that they don't know how to deal. They don't know how to deal with the thought, and a lot of men don't know how to process their feelings. And I think that's
right.
Another thing too. They don't know how to process certain emotions that they may feel. Like, you know, some men may not know how to process the fact that he's feeling jealous, or, you know, and then he want to blow up and get all out of control and stuff like that, and he doesn't know why. It's because you're feeling
right.
Something that you've never felt before, and you don't know how to process. Women, we process certain things, so it's nothing to us. But certain men don't know how to process emotion. And I think when you put in that situation, it's like, you know, she come home and she say, boo, oh my, that was a question I had to ask you too. But, you know, she said, boo, oh, it was good. Or just to see her satisfied, and she never moaned like that when she was with me, or, you know, stuff like that. But, Twinkle, you had a question for us?
Yeah. I have a statement, because I've done a lot in my short life on Earth. And I've actually been in a relationship where I was going to swing parties with my boyfriend. And we had to sit. It was certain people that I couldn't play with. But I'm sorry. My twins are fighting. But there were certain people I couldn't play with only because they expressed an interest in me outside of these parties. They wanted to, you know, see me outside of these parties and try to get me away from my boyfriend and everything. So that could be an issue as to why the girl can't play with certain people, because they're expressing outside of the setting, hey, well, after this party, let's go hang out and everything. And that's not acceptable to a lot of people. And actually, my boyfriend at the time, he didn't mind. Like, he lived in Philly and I lived in Maryland. And he was like, I understand there's going to be times that, you know, I can't get to you, because he was in the military. And, you know, he was like, I know there's going to be times I can't get to you, when you're going to need to do what you need to do. Just let me know if this is what you're doing. Like, it was constant communication between him and I to make sure that everyone knew what was going on. He was always in the loop. There's times that even when we have sex, I call him, like, hey, this, you know, before I did it, hey, this is what I'm about to do. You know, if you want to sit on the phone and listen for all the hell I care, you can. It's just, you know, as long as...
Yeah, it's very good.
Not like my kind of party.
Yeah, I used to...
I don't know
how I want to call him while he's at work, sitting at the desk,
or we Skype while he's at work, knowing that he can't do anything. You're at work, and you know you work in the military, so you're out in the field, or you're, you know, with a bunch of dudes.
Sound like my kind of party. All right, all right, all right. Yeah, I gotta press the button. I was just playing. Okay, so what I wanted to ask was I did have a question, didn't I? I wanted to ask Desiree. You still with us?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not in front of my computer right now, but I did have a question, and I can't think of it right now. But I'm going to get back to you.
Was it about
okay.
the moaning, and does your husband get angry? Does, I think I kind of caught on what you were going to ask. You were talking about, I think you asked earlier, well, you stated earlier, Crush, that, you know, if you come back saying, "Oh, he did me like this," and you know it was so
right,
good.
Right. That's
okay,
what
now
it
you
was.
Remember.
That's what it was.
Okay.
Right. Do y'all talk about y'all escapades? If
yes.
y'all not together, do y'all come back and forth? And he'll tell you, "Oh, well, you know, she did this to me, or I did that to her," and you know, vice versa. Do y'all have that type of relationship?
Yes, we do discuss it afterwards. He'll ask me, I'll ask him. And we'll discuss how the other person made us feel or certain things that we did, and we'll talk about it and, you know, just stay informed, and we'll laugh about it and make jokes and, you know.
Okay.
That's interesting.
The girl said about how she would ask him if he wanted to listen or something like that. That's something, too. You're keeping your mate interacted, and that's important because you don't want them to feel isolated. So you talk about what's
wow.
going on, and, you know, and you don't get upset. If he says, "Oh, she made me feel this way," or "She did this," and that's something you say, "Oh, okay, well, that's good." It's not something to scorn, you know. A lot of people might get jealous at that, like, "Oh, well, she made you feel so good." But it's not something to get jealous at. We all have our individual things that we do. We all have specialties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because not everybody's going to do exactly what you want them to do, and not everybody's going to like everything that you can do. So that's another reason why I think that an open relationship is a good idea, because like, I like, you know, real ratchet, rough sex, and my boyfriend was like, I don't feel comfortable putting my big-ass hands around your throat. So, you know, whenever I wanted
that. All right, she is my soulmate. No, I'm just playing. wasn't I just talking about that the other day? No. Okay.
Yeah, you were.
She is my soulmate. We were just talking about that the other day. Well, okay, is Jay with you right now? Can we get his point of view, too?
Yeah, he's right here.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Easy, bro.
I'm good. How everybody doing?
Good.
Good.
I want to thank you and your wife for calling in this evening and contributing to our topic, which we're getting a lot of information.
We were
a lot of
late.
No, it's okay. It's no problem. Better late than never. But we want to get your take on it. On, you know, do you find that a lot of couples, you know, your wife was stating to us that, you know, it's hard for you to find couples that will, you know, that will let you play together. That they'll let you, like, most of them want to play with your wife, but they don't necessarily want you involved. And you said that you
right.
find a lot of couples like that. Are these African-American couples, or do you find that, you know, I don't know if you dated outside or you played outside the race, like with white people or maybe some Asians or whatever, but do you find that, well, first of all, do you find if you do play outside your race, do you find
I haven't as of yet, but I'm not, you know, I'm with it, you know, if it comes
mm-hmm.
across. It's just that, you know, I live in an urban area, so most
mm-hmm.
of the people around me are the same color as me, you know, so
mm-hmm.
that's who we, you know, interact with and talk with most and try to hook up with,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't seem to work most of the time. I feel like it's, being honest, I feel like it's men's insecurities. You got to
mm-hmm.
be confident in what you do and stop worrying about what the next man does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh,
Has anybody ever gotten out of pocket with you, like, I'm sorry, Black Reporter, like, have they ever gotten out of pocket with you, like, went after your wife, or did a little bit something inappropriate with your wife, or did anyone ever get out of, you know, with you and try to maybe make more of it than what it is, because I love my black people. I love them, but you know what? Sometimes we can act a fool, you know, in situations like that where it's so good, you know, you can't just have it one time. You're going to want it numerous times. Have you ever or has your wife ever had someone who just wouldn't draw the line and just let it go?
Well, and so far so good with that, not really. We had one instance where a girl invited her over to her house to play or whatever, and when she got there, after she was there for a while, her husband just showed up, and she left immediately, you know what I'm saying, let me know. I was ready to go back, but, you know, after talking to her, you know what I mean, we had a conversation about it, and she just said, you know, she just wouldn't deal with that woman anymore. It's something that they normally do because she said the guy said, oh, she's not with it, but it usually works, something like that. So that's the only instance. I'm about 6 feet, 280 pounds. So if she says this is my husband, dudes are kind of on the, you know, they're on the relaxed tip because it's not like they, you know, they don't want them kind of problems. So usually we don't, you know, have any problems like that. Dudes are very respectful. Nobody's calling in the middle of the night and, you know, hanging around by the door. I haven't had none of those instances. So I would say so far, no, not really.
Not with ladies.
Ladies want honesty. I know sometimes it feels like they don't, but they'll check themselves. If you have a relationship with a girl and you tell her, I'm married, I'm in love, you know, if you tell her everything, this is just a sexual thing, this and that, even if they have feelings, they might tell you, like, oh, I'm feeling a certain kind of way, but I already know what you told me, so I can't jump out of pocket. If a girl is coming at your wife, for whoever's listening, if a girl is coming at you or whatever, it's because the guy is not telling her exactly what it is. He's telling her when they have an argument and, oh, she's getting on my nerves today and all that. So she feels like there's weakness in a relationship. And then that's when she might try to pounce and, you know, react to that. But if you're telling them the strength, how strong your relationship is, they know that there's no possible way they can evade that.
Wow, that's an excellent point. That's excellent.
And Jay,
really?
I just want to let you know before you think that you're being overtaken by females, there is a brother out here who is one of the additional co-hosts and everything. There is a brother out here.
Golly,
on your side.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. We got to stick together.
Somebody give me a fork so I can stab him in his foot. Vaga Porter, you are not a co-host. This is not your show. You got two shows already. You another co-host on the show. You are not a co-host. You are a guest just like everybody else, Vaga Porter. Don't listen to him. he's drunk. Don't listen to him.
He's still entitled to
his opinion,
right?
You got two shows,
right?
And now you want to take over this show? Isn't that what you told me last time? Isn't that what he told me last time? Look at him, look at him, Brooke. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what, Jay, thank you to your wife, Desiree, for calling in and sharing your story with us. We really do appreciate the love. And thank you, Twinkle, as well, for calling in and sharing your story with us.
Definitely. Thank you. Thank you.
Right.
I really got so much out of this.
Right, it was able to open up our eyes, and hopefully we educated some people who didn't know any better, and we informed those, and you know, I guess what would be my last question to both of y'all is, because y'all cover from different aspects of it, as far as Twinkle and Jay, what would be, you know, somebody, a couple that's interested in starting this, what would be your number one advice to give them that's interested in doing this?
Two things I would say. One is be in love. Don't try it after 3 weeks. You know, be in love. Know that you love this person. know that there's no one else that has ever made you feel like this. Because if it's not that strong, of course someone outside could cause problems. And two, and even once you find out you're that much in love, conversate, constant conversation. Be honest. Be honest with yourself and say what you would like, what you wouldn't, so you can come to some sort of understanding.
Nice. That's excellent advice.
And Twinkle, from, you know, being, I guess, the, I don't want to call you the side chick, but being you know, the outsider coming into the relationship or somebody that might be interested into that, what are your tips you would give them?
Make sure that you communicate with not just the person that you're dealing with, whether it be the husband or the wife, but you also communicate with who they're married to, because you're not in a relationship with that person, you're in a relationship with them. So the same way as on a one-on-one relationship you need communication, on a one-on-one-on-one relationship you also need even more communication. And make sure that, you know, if you're going out with whoever you're going out with, that the other party knows about it. Like, I would never go out on a date with this woman's husband and her pop up and go, oh, shit, what is going on? You know, make sure that everyone is in the loop at all times about what's going on.
Right.
Very true. Very, very true.
Right. Excellent. Right. Excellent advice. Well, I definitely thank you guys for calling in. Wow. I learned so much this evening. And I hope you guys
out
there listening.
I want to do it even more.
Exactly. I really, that advice to wait really hit home, because I think that maybe I was kind of rushing into it. And like you said, that's excellent advice. Make sure you're definitely, definitely in love with the person. You know, because like you said, it can just, if it's not solid, the first tamper with it is going to break. You know, which is it's excellent advice for anybody who's looking to pursue this. You know, it's not all fun and games. There's a lot of responsibility behind it. You know,
it's a lot of
responsibility towards yourself, but towards your partner. You know,
yep.
It's more than just, you know, use condoms. It goes way beyond that. You know what
I'm saying?
Definitely. It's really a lifestyle, and it's something that definitely has to be solid if it's going to work. I really appreciate you guys calling. Excellent show today. This was an excellent show.
So
I
just want to
let us know.
Okay, we will. I got you on Facebook, and I got you. Well, I don't have your number, but you got mine.
Yep. I'll make sure you get that.
Okay.
Definitely, right. You guys, thank you. God bless. And, you know, good luck with everything. You hope you find what you're looking for. If you express that you're looking to have a difficulty, I hope you find it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
I need to come to my party. What's on the agenda for next week, Brooke?
Well, next week's show is we did our love and relationship show, which was today. That's going to be our celebrity nonsense show that we're going to... Yes, we will be doing our celebrity nonsense show next week. We'll be talking about every little piece of gossip that you heard. We're going to talk about Whitney, Houston's daughter, God bless dead, Bobby Brown marrying her brother. And we're going to talk about the nonsense that's going on with the Twitter between Rihanna, this never-ending saga of nonsense that's going on between the side chick Rihanna and Chris Brown. We're going to talk about Basketball Wives. We're going to talk about everything. We're going to talk about why it's making news that Beyonce was walking around Brooklyn, New York. I mean, I want to know why that's news. We're going to talk about all sorts of
They are hip-hop royalty, but that's a whole other show. I also want to do a shameless plug to tune in tomorrow night. We're talking about thug loving, gangsta love. We're going to be talking about the fascination. What's the fascination with prison? Why do people feel like, you know, they need street cred? We're going to try to get into all that next week. So if you are a thug or a gangster, or if you're in love with thugs and gangster, or if you know a thug and gangster, you need to call in 805-830-8320 to the Adult Zone with LaCrush and Black Reporter. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/heartsradio. We're we got a website, phonefantasyradio.com. And all that good stuff. On Thursday,
we are going to do both the old.
We're going to do Crush Grooves, but we're not doing all that. We're not doing all that. Go ahead, Lee.
Okay. Once again, I want to thank everybody for calling into the show. Shout out goes to Miss Mink. Thank you for definitely calling in. Shout out to DJ Mike Major, even though he wasn't on the radio. I know he was there in spirit. Shout out to, my man, Mr. Moderation. He wasn't here. He didn't call. He didn't make my day. But you know what? I love him anyway. Mr. Moderation goes out.
Oh, they go on tonight. They come on tonight at 10.
Definitely, you want to flip the dial to Major Mike. Can you get the website real quick? Y'all got to flip over to him. If you like this show, you're going to love that show.
It's called The Truth Serum. It's online. You can view it online at The Matrix Studio. Matrix Studios Network.com. And there's a chat room on there. And, you know, we have fun and all that other good stuff. And, you know, they have a nice show. They get into the truth and bias of things, and you know they're real cool. So you may want to go over there and check them out. The Matrix Studio Network.com. The link will be on my Facebook page.
Definitely want to give a shout out to Dewan. Thanks for stopping in. The whole Curvy Swag family. I want to thank
Marva,
y'all for tuning in.
We got Marva, we got Rush. We got Big Ashby. You know, I did not get a response first time doing this, so I said, let me pull out. I probably done something wrong. Thank you for getting back. Now I know I have to chill and wait. Laugh out loud. I just thought stuff was going to start popping up. Okay, sorry, Marva.
Definitely want to give a shout-out to Timothy. Thanks for calling. I guess he had to check out and go check wrestling. Want to give a shout out
right
to
here.
Oh, he's still here, Timothy. I want to interrupt wrestling. I know you got 2 minutes to go for wrestling. Come on, right?
It's already on. I have it recorded.
Wait a minute. Who's in Philly, right?
I got a DVR, so anything I'm missing, I can always go back to it.
Yeah, I hear that.
Shout out to our good buddy John from Columbus.
Oh, I got a good one for you, hon.
You need to keep my number.
You can holler at
me later. Who? Keep my number. Who are you talking to? Crush?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, you're cute, too, then. This is Brick's house. You know what? I should throw you out. You lucky we at the end of the show. You hollered at Crush through Brick's house? Tomorrow is Phone Fantasy Radio, dear Don't Know. See, that's what happened when I'll take the bridge of the ship. This is what happens. Crush is running the whole show. I ain't been able to do nothing here but look at a blank screen. But you know what? It's all good. I can't look at...
Brick.
Oh, I got to get this thing together. Yeah. Who called me?
I got a quick one. You're talking about open relationships.
Oh,
now, this is kind of funny. Over the weekend, my girlfriend and I have been going together a long time. And just to give you guys something to think about for the next show.
Okay.
She introduced me to her sister. They're both full-figured women.
We can't do that right now. We ended the show,
guys,
baby.
We can't go into that right now, baby. We
got
to say that for tomorrow.
Like,
so definitely
call
in the Adult Zone with that tomorrow. Definitely.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Right. I'm going to stab you on your foot when we get off here.
If I could come through the phone, I'd bite your toes, girl.
All right. Definitely, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Have a good week, everyone. See you tomorrow. I will be sitting side chair. Crush is taking the helm again tomorrow. Phone Fantasy Radio, the Adult
Zone. We are in. You guys
everybody,
are in.
Thank you for calling in. I don't have no end saying. I'm going to get one so I can make the end interesting. Thank you, Lady C, for calling in. Forgot to shout you out. Thanks, Crush, for all your help. You are the best. You are the best. Thank you, everyone who called in. Desiree, Jay, Twinkie, everybody.
Twinkie.
God bless you.
Twinkie.
I thought it was Twinkle.
Love
y'all. And
it was
not Twinkie, it's Twinkle. Twinkle. I'm so sorry. Forgive me. I'm trying to hurry up and squeeze everything in. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I'll see you next week on Brick's House. Everybody take care. Have a good night. Later. And we are out. Take us out, Crush.
And you are in.
No. Bye-bye. Peace out. The Adult Zone tomorrow. Y'all need to be there.
Oh, I got a good one for you tomorrow, hon.
9 p.m.
Eastern. Good one for you tomorrow.
Same place, same time.